Well, good morning. I'm thankful to be here this morning, rejoicing in this song service that we had. It's a tremendous blessing for me to gather with brothers and sisters and to sing these songs of worship and praise to our Lord. These songs are a message in itself. If we can live the life these songs speak about, we're well on our way to living a holy life and with a faith in God. Maybe we can come to the Lord for a word of prayer before I get started here. Yes, eternal righteous Lord in heaven, Father, we come to you this morning. We're thankful. We love you this morning, Lord. We know we're unworthy of all you've done for us and all you do for us, Lord. We know you're worthy of our praise and honor this morning, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for going to the cross for us, dying for our sins. We thank you for the provision you made for us in this life. We thank you, Lord, for life this morning. We thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. We thank you for being a God this morning who lifts up the downhearted, the downtrodden, Lord. We thank you, Father, for providing for us this morning. We just thank you, Lord, this morning that we can come to you and ask, Lord, for all our needs, Lord. When we feel needy, Lord, we can come to you. We can come to the foot of the cross, Father, and you can lift us up. Lord, I come to you this morning. I just pray, Lord, that you help me as I endeavor to share here, Father. I just pray that you help what I have to share here makes sense to the people, Lord. They'd gain strength and nourishment from it, Lord. We thank you and we love you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, what I plan to share on this morning, Moses touched on a little bit, is having a faith in God, having an unshakable faith that we could believe in God this morning, and we could have a faith in God that as we face trials and challenges in life and we face the struggles that we go through, that we can maintain a high level of faith in God, and that we could just trust God this morning that He's going to do what He said He's going to do, that He has our best interest in mind. And when we face a lot of challenges and we face struggles and we face making big decisions in life, that we can have a faith in God that He knows. He knows our needs and He knows what's best for us. And sometimes we maybe don't see these things, but God has the big picture in mind and He knows what we need. If we could have a faith in God when we face challenges and trials in life, if we could just have that faith in Him, that unmovable faith that everything will work out, it'll go a long way in our life. You know, and you know, to have this kind of faith this morning, we need to see our trials. We need to see Him as God working in our life, you know. And in 2 Corinthians 12 this morning, it speaks about glorying in our trials. And that's something that we don't enjoy. That's something that we don't like maybe our trials, and we don't enjoy the struggles or the hard times that we go through at times, or just with it can just be with everyday life. But the Bible speaks in 2 Corinthians, it tells us that it says that He said unto me that my grace is sufficient for me, and that my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, would I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. This is Paul speaking this morning, telling us that we need to glory in these, because they're going to work things out in our life. Our trials and the challenges that God takes us through, they're going to work the imperfections out of our life, and they're going to help us in the long run. And we need to look at it in that way. And when we look at it in that way, we can glory in those trials, even though I don't achieve this. I will say it's not something that's easy, but this is what Paul is telling us this morning. I think it's something that we can all relate to and even struggle with at times is how to have a faith in God and how to have a faith in God in the midst of our trials and when the things look big, just to trust God and to look at it from God's view and God's way. You know, Moses, he had that. When he was leading the children of Israel through the wilderness, many, many times, those 40 years, the children of Israel fell away from God, and their faith in God waned, and they lacked a faith in God. And you know, the Bible is full of it this morning. It's full of stories of people struggling with a faith in God, There's many stories in there where people that had a strong faith in God and then that prevailed through. You know, you have the children of Israel struggling those 40 years. They went through many hardships and many trials, and a lot of them lost their families. A lot of their members of the Israelite clan died walking through the wilderness. And you have Joshua and Caleb. They were very faithful. They were strong. They believed God. When they went into the land of Canaan and they seen the giants and things looked impossible, they believed God and they took him for his word that they was going to conquer the land. And you know, you have the other ten spies that were, they doubted God. They doubted what they seen. They didn't believe what God said was going to happen. And, you know, you don't hear a whole lot more about those 12. They never entered the land of Canaan. They never got to go in with the Israelites 40 years later. You know, this morning it's impossible to please God without faith. And if we need to establish a faith in our life, and it needs to be established on a solid foundation. You know, even though we have all these trials, in 1 Peter it says that the trial of our faith is more precious than gold that perishes, though it may be tried with fire. It might be found to praise and honor and glory of the appearing of Jesus Christ. God has many promises for us in the Bible. If we could just cling to Him. What's a faith in God? What's it going to produce in my life? It produced in Caleb and Joshua's life. It produced a zeal and a desire to serve God. It produced a hunger and thirst in their lives. You know, you have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They had a faith in God that was unshakable. As they stood before the fiery furnace, as they stood there and they were put to test of either bowing down to the idol or being thrown into the fire, they said that their God would rescue them. Even if He didn't, they still was not going to bow down to sin. And they stood, and God showed Himself strong. They came out with only their wristbands burned off. We need to develop a faith in God like that. Doubt is something that comes natural. It comes so natural to a human life. The world teaches us that when things get tough, we can take them into our own hands and we can do them our own way. I tend to do that. It's easy at times just to, we have a lot of people we can go talk to. We got resources or whatever that we can take care of our situations and we can take things into our own hands. But God has a better way this morning, and it's the way of faith. You know, God has a way this morning that He wants things to be done. If we can seek His will and we can seek and do things His way, God has a way this morning. It's the way of faith. You know, if we could just stop and do things God's way, it'll always work out better. Just to know this morning that God will take care of me, that God has a plan for me, that God has my best interest in mind, and that God wants me to prevail. He wants me to be successful in my Christian life. To have a faith in God like that, we need to establish this morning what for God we serve. We serve a good God this morning. We serve a God that cares. We serve a God that is good this morning, that has our best interest in mind. You know, Satan, he wants us to believe otherwise. He wants us to doubt God. And when he can do that, when he can get us to doubt God, and he can get us to think that God is not good, it renders us powerless. It'll render us weak and defeated. If Satan can make us believe this morning that God is not good, he's well on his way to ruining our spiritual lives. Because this morning, no one wants to draw near to a God who's not good. They don't want to draw near to a God who's not loving. How can we have faith in a God this morning that's not good? This morning, God is good. If we can establish in our heart that everything He does is good, and even the trials we face, they're good. It'll take us a long ways in our faith in God. In Exodus 34, verse 5 through 10, it's Moses. He's leading the children of Israel through the promised land, and he has many challenges with them, and they're being rebellious, and they're a backslidden people. He goes to the mount to meet with God, and God comes down and He's speaking with him. In verse 5 it says, "The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him and proclaimed the name of the Lord. The Lord passed by before him and he proclaimed, 'The Lord God, He is merciful, He is gracious and long-suffering. He's abundant in goodness and truth. He's keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving the iniquities and transgressions and sins. And by no means He'll clear the iniquity, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation. And Moses, he made haste, and he bowed his head toward the earth, and he worshipped. And he said, if I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for we are a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquities and our sins, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, behold, I'll make a covenant before all the people, and I'll do marvels such as not been seen or not done in the earth or in any nation, that the people among us, which are, they shall see the work of the Lord. You know, this morning, God told Moses that he's a merciful God, and he is a gracious God, and he has abundant goodness. He was keeping the mercy for thousands. He was forgiving their iniquities and forgiving their sins. And he told them that he wanted to make a covenant with them. This morning, we can have faith in that kind of God. He's a good God. We can have faith in that kind of God this morning. Because that's who our God is. You know, the trials and tribulations this morning, they either have the power to either keep us from an abundant life in Christ, or they can produce this. They can produce in us a vibrant life in Christ. The choice this morning is ours, the way we look at our trials and challenges that we face. Will we remain this morning with a faith in God? Or are we going to go our own way? It's going to depend this morning how I view God. As if I view Him as a good God, then I'm going to have to view my trials and my challenges as good also. In James, 1 James 2:4, it says, my brother, encountered all joy when we fall into diverse temptations, knowing that the trying of our faith, it worketh patience. God takes us through these trials at times to work things out of our life and to work out the best that we can be refined like gold. But let us be patient, having a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entirely wanting nothing. The Bible tells us to count it joy when we face these trials. That's not my experience. I don't always count it as joy when I face challenges and trials, but I should. The Bible tells us that we should allow that phrase where it says to count it all joy, we should allow that to settle in our life. You know, we should allow that. How about the trials I have? I know that God's trying to work things out of my life at times, if I say that, and I see these trials that I have, and do I have a faith in God when I face these trials? Do I struggle with relationships? Do I allow God to work in me if I have relationship struggles? I know I had them at times in my life. Do I allow God's faith to work in my life? Do I allow God to use these trials to bring a change in me? Do I allow God to show me through these trials that He's trying to work something out of my life? Leonard Martin preached at Dayton over here. He preached this one brother would come up to him when he met him in the greeting line, and he'd greet him, and he'd always tell him that he smelled the dairy farm when he greeted him. And Leonard said that really agitated him inside, and it brought out, and it really worked him up, and he'd come to the end of himself, and he was going to really tell that brother one day. He was getting ready to go talk to him and just challenge him about that. And God just spoke to him and said, Leonard, this is for you. I'm trying to work something in your life. And he took it for what it was worth, and he repented. And he said that brother never did that again. And he said now him and that brother have a beautiful relationship. And he's a co-elder in another church, and they communicate all the time. God worked in Leonard's heart. And I know there's the times God wants to work in my heart in the same way, and I need to allow Him. I need to let that work in my life. Because I know these trials, they can be a challenge. And I know I received one of the greatest gifts in my life I ever had. Came through one of the biggest challenges and the biggest struggles that I've ever faced. And it was in 2014, 2015, I faced some health issues, and maybe it was depression, maybe it was a lot of things, but I was in and out of the doctors and the hospitals and doing scans and tests. And, you know, I look back at it now, I believe I did have some health issues, but I believe God was trying to bring me to my knees to repentance and to do a work in my life, because it was through that God brought me to repentance. I knew that I was facing eternity in hell. I knew that I wasn't right with God, and I wasn't ready to meet God. And I knew that I had many things in my life that were wrong. I had a drinking problem and an anger problem and a you name it. I knew that I was going to stand before God and be judged. And you know, God worked that out of my life, and it was And I can look back now and be thankful for that trial, but at the time it was not easy and it was not fun. And I spent many days in the barn sitting on a bucket. I didn't go to work, and my wife was in the house praying for me. And it took that for God to work in my life. You know, we hear a lot this morning about Jesus for healing people and raising them from the dead. And we hear about how he healed the sick and he healed the lame. But I don't know that there's a greater miracle this morning than what Jesus can do to a man that can clear him from his sins and deliver him from all kinds of wickedness in his life and make him right with God. There's no greater miracle this morning than that. God wants to work that. God wants to work that in our lives. He wants us to be right with him. You know, sometimes the problems that we face, they're staring us head on, and it's hard to see around them, and it's hard to see what God's trying to do. But if we could just remain faithful to God and just follow through with God, he'll work them out of our life. I knew that I didn't know what God was trying to do in my life, but I knew that if I didn't do it God's way, I was going to be in trouble because he brought me to the end of myself. And it was God's plan to draw me to him. Did we ever ask God why he's doing something like this? Or why are things going so wrong? Did we ever ask God why he allowed these things to happen to us? Why he allowed me to go through such hard times? Do we ever think that maybe he don't care? Maybe we felt that way at times. Maybe we ask God, why did he do this? We need to be careful when we do those things, because I know it's easy to ask. We need to be careful when we ask these questions, because Satan, he wants to come at us. And he wants to attack us and tell us this morning that God is not good. And when he does that, we can have no faith in God. I met a lady Friday. She was in a wheelchair, and I got to asking her what happened or what's wrong. I could see she had some sickness. She had scabs all over her head, and she was not doing good. And she said that 4 years ago, her son, or a few, I'm not sure if she said four, she said a few years ago her son died. She said she got so angry with God. She said she got angry with God. She claims to have a relationship with the Lord. I talked to her about it, but it seems to be a lot of things not right with her. And it was not real clear that she had a relationship with God. But she knew a lot about God. But she said she got angry with God. And if we do that, if we get angry with God, we're in a very serious place in our life. She got angry with God, and she lost her footing in life. Did we ever have God answer a prayer when we're having a hard day? Did we ever have God just answer a prayer? God is good this morning, and he cares about us. And he wants to answer prayers at times when things look like they're spiraling out of control. And I've had that happen before, where God answered a prayer where I know that it could only come from the hand of God. I know that only God could have done it. He wants to do that to us. He wants to encourage us. He wants to strengthen us. He wants to comfort us and motivate us on. He does those things. We have a good God, and he does those things to us. He likes to work behind the scenes. It's the same way when we have a sick child, we care. We care for that child. We know when he's suffering. And God does the same thing to us. When he sees us, he cares for us, and he wants to help us. He wants us to ask him. God tells us in his word that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. If we have a relationship with God, he tells us he'll never leave us and he'll never forsake us. But we do that at times to God, don't we? There's times that we go our own way and we do things our own way. In James 1:12, it says, "Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he has tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him." God makes promises for us, and he tells us that if we remain faithful, he'll hold up his end of the deal. How do we respond when things don't go right? As a Christian, how do we respond to disappointments in life? Scriptures tells us in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for them that love God. If we can see God wants to work things in our life and view it that way, if we can respond to God that way, if we allow God's grace to work and do it as Him wanting to work in us, it'll help us with, build a faith in God. It'll comfort us. In John 14, it tells us that it'll comfort us and lead us into all truth. As we grow in our faith, God uses these trials to develop things in our life. These trials can make us or break us. After I went through my health situation and I found peace with God, it was just the beginning of my journey. There was many more challenges I faced. I was in my church and I wanted to follow God with my whole heart. And there's things came up. There's things came up and I became at odds with the church. And you know, according to the way that I handled that, I could have lost my way with God. If according to the way I responded to that, it was going to determine my course in life. The way I responded to my church and my elders, and you know, they needed to see in me. They needed to see God shine through. They needed to see that I had peace and joy in my life. If they would have seen that I had the works of the flesh, if they would have seen that those things were, if they'd have seen a bad spirit come out of me, it would have damaged my testimony. And you know, did they see that I had a faith in God? Sometimes we can struggle with just everyday life. Maybe it could be frustration, or maybe it could be temptation with some sin. In 1 Peter 4:12, it tells us, "Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, though some strange thing happen to you. But rejoice insomuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when His glory shall be revealed, that you may be glad also with exceeding joy." A faith in God will help us in our trials. We can have confidence that God will help us this morning. He will not allow anything to happen to us that He does not know about. The Bible tells us this morning to be thankful in all situations, even in our hard situations. Even when we're sick, we're facing depression, or we're in and out of the hospital, we're having tests, and we're doing all those things. God knows about it. And sometimes, in my situation, God wanted to work in my life. In Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning me." Unfortunately, these things, they don't come naturally without faith. But without faith, we're going to have a lot of murmuring and complaining going on in our life. And it goes against the Word of God. The definition this morning of murmuring and complaining means doing something grudgingly. The children of Israel, they walked through the wilderness for 40 years grudgingly and murmuring and complaining the whole time, and God was displeased with them. I know I had some struggles and frustrations, but unless I would accept God's grace to lead me and help me deal with this, if we don't do it God's way, bitterness will set in and destroy us. So I think that's all I have. Thank you very much for listening.